All right, you're listening to the Pokey Radio Club podcast, the unofficial Pokemon podcast with me. My name is Morgan Barnes and my good friend Fish. How are you doing this morning, Fish?
I'm doing Poketastic, actually.
Poketastic.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. Well, you sound nice and chipper this morning, so which is good because it's really early in the morning and I got my cup of coffee and we got our list, and as usual we're doing a top five or top 10 list. Our first podcast went really long, so I think we decided that we're going to cut it down to a top five list, but that'll give us more time to elaborate,
Yeah, it gives us a little bit more time to hit on some things that we like about our Pokemons or whatever we bring to the table. We could just brainstorm and maybe pick at these Pokemons that have made these top five lists that we have going.
It's true. Yeah, we can kind of find that sweet spot and just really lay into it. All right, that sounded kind of gross, but let's go ahead and introduce the list we're talking about today. Our top five list for today's podcast is kind of a funny one: top five most disappointing evolutions. And we wanted to kind of leave it open to interpretation to see what each of us were going to do with it. I think we've all had those moments if we play Pokemon. Or you play Pokemon where you're using a Pokemon, it's kind of cool looking, you're having fun with it, you're growing a bond with that Pokemon, and then those few words pop up on the screen: what? So-and-so is evolving. Din, 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 din. And then, poof, it evolves into just some really fucking stupid looking Pokemon.
Yep, that's what we'll be talking about today. Those stupid looking
Those
Pokemon.
stupid fucking Pokemon. That ruin your fucking day, and then it goes right into your PC, never to be used again.
Yep, that's what happens.
That's what happens. There's only six slots on the team. You gotta be
Yep.
picky. All right.
It's You do have to be picky. I mean, why would you want to go on an adventure with some ugly ass Pokemon that you just don't like? It's like trying to drag around some scraggly looking cat by a leash. It's just like, no, come on, kitty, we're going for a walk.
It's not always on the outside, Fish. Sometimes it's what's on the inside that counts. Although a lot of time with Pokemon, that doesn't really apply. We judge these Pokemon harshly by their physical appearance.
Very harshly.
Mean, there's 1,000 Pokemon that learn water moves and Hydro Pump and Water Gun. I want one that looks badass, okay? Is that too much to ask?
Yeah.
All right, so without further ado, we'll get right to our top five most disappointing evolutions in Pokemon of all time. Fish, I'll let you ring it in. What is your number five?
Number five would be my Paris from Gen 1.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, because he looks like a bug with mushrooms on the back of him.
Always thought he looked like a crab.
Yeah, he does. He does resemble a crab actually, because he has those little pinchers. But I guess he's a kind of like a pinchery bug. He has six legs, so he's not quite a crab. But
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's how Pokemon are. They're kind of hybrids. He kind of is, he's like an insectoid creature, as Bulbapedia would say, that resembles a nymph stage of a cicada. And he's got mushrooms popping out of his back. And yeah, and one thing that Bulbapedia mentioned that I didn't even notice, which I thought was cool, is that his mouth looks just like Pinsir's mouth. Interesting.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of that. I noticed that too the other day when I was just taking a look at him, and I was like, "Oh, that's weird." But no, I wanted to give him a shot because I caught him in Gen 1, back in Fire or not Fire Red, but Red.
You mean Gen 2? Paris wasn't in Gen 1.
No, he is Gen 1. He is Generation
Holy
1.
shit. You are right.
Yeah.
He's
Yeah.
Gen. That is amazing. Wow.
How's that amazing?
It's been a while. I thought, I always imagine there's a part early in Pokemon Gold and Silver where you go to this forest, and that's where I remember distinctly running into him and catching him. But yeah, you're right. Wow.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Anyway, Scar, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, in the original Gen 1, he was just a bug Pokemon, and I think he was one of the first bug Pokemon that I really looked into. I think because I don't remember running across Scyther or any of the other Pokemon before I ran into Paris. So he was one of the first bug Pokemon, and I have kind of a knack for bug Pokemon that I like, and I don't know. I looked at him and I was like, well, I'm gonna give this guy a try. So I used him, and he had different moves. He had like Stun Spore, which paralyzed Pokemon, and that was my first time ever seeing using a Pokemon that could paralyze other Pokemon on command. So he was pretty unique to me. So,
But
like,
technically, oh, I'm
go
sorry.
on.
I was going to say, technically, we should say that your most disappointing evolution is actually Parasect, I think is.
Well, I'm leading into Parasect because after going through my adventure with Paris, he finally was started evolving, and I was like, all right, I can't wait. This is gonna be cool. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I didn't really know what to expect. I wasn't looking too far into how he was gonna evolve, but it took a turn for the worse, actually.
Something about Parasect is just it's if or if you've never seen it, it's like a big crab looking thing, but instead of a crab shell, it's got a mushroom, like a purpley mushroom thing, and its eyes almost disappear, and it gets like those weird little crab eyes that are just like balls, like two little white balls.
He looks like a hermit crab almost, and the balls almost resemble like big old cartoony eyeglasses to me.
Yeah,
But
that's a good description.
yeah, he evolved into that, and I was turned off. I was like, huh. This is just weird. I don't think I want to be using this Pokemon because he wasn't doing that great as far as staying on my team and helping out in the battles, really. And I just thought, you know what? I don't want to have anything to do with this Pokemon.
It kind of makes you look at it a little deeper. It's funny. It's like when you learn something else about somebody else, and then it kind of makes their good seem not so good anymore.
Yeah, it's just like that,
Well,
actually.
and he's bug and grass, so I mean, and his stats are not particularly great. They're not horrible, but they're not great. But yeah, it's funny you mention him because I think I had a similar experience with him where I was trying to bond with a little Paris, although it was probably Gen 2, and then he evolved, and I was like, I'm not really feeling it, so.
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing because the fir his first form is actually it's kind of it's. It's like your typical Pokemon first form, where it's a bit more of a cute factor that sets in with you, and you're like, oh, I wonder if he's going to turn into a cool Pokemon, and no.
Yeah, it's just something about his first form makes you think it's going somewhere better than where it goes. Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, good choice. Number five, Parasect, the evolution of Parist. Cool, good one, good one. My number five, this is actually kind of my first surpriser on the list. My number five is actually Raichu. How weird is that?
That is weird, but I kind of see why. Because Pikachu's like the face of Pokemon, and everybody loves Pikachu. And I remember whenever I first saw Raichu, or when I found out that Raichu was the evolved form of Pikachu, I was just like, that's just odd.
It is very odd. That you kind of hit it on the head. I thought it was fascinating because I first heard about Raichu. I remember distinctly I was walking with a good friend of mine. He was like this really crazy like black kid who was in my Taekwondo class. And when I was like real little kid when Pokemon first came out, and he was like my sort of my good friend at the time was much older than me, and he played Pokemon, so he kind of made it cool. Like I was like, oh man, you could be like 5 years older. He's like late high school. He's one of the coolest kids you'll meet, and he was really into Pokemon. So I remember one day we were walking along the sidewalk, and he was like, "Yeah, man, you didn't know Pikachu evolves?" And I'm just like, w "Evolves to what?" He's like, "Raichu." I'm like, "Wow, that sounds so badass. I just love the name." I was like, "Raichu." I was thinking of like Raiden, like Metal Gear Solid and all this stuff. Although Metal Gear Solid probably came later on, and I was imagining what they were gonna do with like the most popular Pokemon in the anime, and then when I actually saw it, I don't know. It's not technically the thing that frustrates me about it is it's not really an awful looking Pokemon because there are with my list I wanted to be a little more personal with my choices. There are a lot of worse looking Pokemon than Raichu, that's for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But it feels like it's sort of like a first draft of a Pokemon that was supposed to look a lot cooler, and it just never got fleshed out. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he has I was just gonna talk about his look. He has kind of like he's almost like a fatter Pikachu, And he seems a bit more slower than Pikachu does, even though he still has that kind of rodent features to him with the ears and the face and the tail and everything.
And his stat-wise, he is technically usable. I mean, he does not actually have horrible stats other than his defense and his HP are kind of weak. He's more usable, and if Red actually used a Raichu instead of a Pikachu, you probably would be a lot more formidable.
Oh,
But he
yeah.
sticks to his level. But there's just something about it that I kind of think that the idea they had going was cool. But they went for like a continuation of just a fat, happy-go-lucky mouse instead of making and evolve from a Pikachu a little more badass. And I think that would have been a little cooler if they would have done that because Pikachu's already really cute. And his pre-evolution form, Pichu, is even cuter. So I just thought it would have been cool. And plus, a lot of people don't use Raichu, so it would have been kind of a special thing if they had made it really badass, you know?
Yeah, there's no reason to use Raichu when you have a Pikachu.
Exactly. I will say that.
I mean, you would keep the cuteness form of Pikachu and take him into battle and be like, "Yes, I'm using a Pikachu," just because, Ash uses a Pikachu throughout his whole adventure.
That's true. And just for the record, if you're lucky enough to come across a shiny Raichu, I mean, I will say this, a shiny Raichu does look a little better. It's obviously it looks the same structurally, but it's instead of like being that happy like orangish yellow rat color, it's actually like kind of a darker burnt red orange thing. So
Oh, that sounds cool.
yeah, shiny Raichu is definitely a little bit more cool looking. And like I said, I think the thing that frustrates me most about it is because I feel like it's on the way to being a really badass looking Pokemon, and it just never quite got there.
Yeah. Well, what would you say would make it more badass? Would you say if you maybe crossbreeded a Jolteon and a Pikachu? If you could try and like picture like the spikiness of Jolteon, would that look cool to you or
Well, you're
no?
getting there. Yeah, I like that idea if you're going to make it walk on all fours. Number one, it got to get the fucking smile out of his little face. I mean, it's just sitting there smiling. The tail, I like. I like what they did with the tail. They gave it sort of a long black tail with a big jagged, like, Electro Bolt at the end. And I actually like the colors of the shiny version now that I'm looking at it. But just, I think it has to do a lot with it. They made it too fat, too. I think they would have been cool if they would have made it a little. If you were going to go fat, you have to go it with a more menacing pose, like a Blastoise or a Palpit or a Seismitoad or something like that.
Actually, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking of another rodent Pokemon, which is Typhlosion, which I know you like a lot.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Typhlosion is technically a rodent. A bat. I don't know if you call a badger a rodent. Come on.
Yeah, it's part of the family. It's a big old family, but yeah, a mix of maybe a Typhlosion's body, but just electrical instead of fire.
Yeah, I can see that. And like you said, if it was more of a mixture of a Jolteon thing, that'd be if it was like on all fours. But I can see it in my head, and honestly, maybe if they made it all black and yellow or something, there's just a lot of ways, including starting with getting that ridiculous smile off its happy ass little face. But hey, I mean, there's some kid out there that might really love Raichu and all that good stuff. But I think that's why it's most frustrating to me. What's your number four?
Number four, the Poliwrath.
Paul, oh, that's a good one. He actually was one I was kind of eyeing.
Yeah, also from first gen. I had a lot of disappointing evolutions from first gen, but
Wow, surprising.
yeah, well, in first gen, I was so into just picking up all the Pokemon that I've come across and just putting them in my party and leveling up. That was like part of the fun, or that was pretty much the whole fun of the first gen game for me, was just checking out new Pokemon and leveling up and seeing if they have any evolutions and how many evolutions they went through. And Poliwrath is actually part of a three-part evolution, surprisingly, because well, it's surprising to me because there's not enough change between the evolutions to almost grant evolution, so to speak, because if you look at Poliwhirl and Poliwrath side by side, they almost look exactly the same, except that Poliwrath, he just follows what his name kind of invokes, which is Wrath, so he's a little bit more muscular,
They
but
look,
that's
yeah,
it.
they do look the same, like Poliwrath, Poliwhirl and Poliwrath. They're just like blue looking gonks with arms, and they have this big black swirl on their belly. But it's weird because it looks like they just swirled a black swirl on their belly, really, for no reason. It's just strange.
Yeah, and I was actually reading up on them. That black swirl is actually the innards of this Pokemon. So
What?
it's supposed to be its innards, and it's kind of weird that that's its innards, but
Well, here, I got a question for you. So let's say, in theory, and not to jump in too far on this, but Poliwag also, it's possible for it to evolve into a Politoed, which it didn't introduce that till much later on down the road, where Politoed, like this kind of happy-looking green frog thing. Do you think that version is cooler than any of the Poliwraths or Poliwhirl?
Well, yeah, actually, I do because even though he I don't like Politoed, but I would say it follows the evolution line better because a Poli is described as kind of like a frog, and it's based off the frog, but like its first form, Poliwag, is pretty much like a tadpole, and you would think it would go into like this froggy, more froggy type of looking Pokemon, but it turns into this weird like it ha Pokemon that has gloves and like eyes on its head that resemble how a frog would have its eyes at, but it's just odd how it's set up.
It's true. That's very true.
But no, Politoed is
Well, Politoed looks like it could have been like the middle evolution for that third evolution that was coming. That would have been, Seismitoad.
He could have, but I mean, Politoed kind of has like that weird. He's his color changes. He goes from a bluish to green. It's almost like he doesn't belong in that evolution. It's just weird.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those funky late additions, which is fine because it's like sort of an off branch. But Poliwag, I agree with you. Like, if you look at Poliwag, it takes that simple design and the swirl and all that, and it actually looks kind of cute. And so you think it could actually go somewhere pretty badass.
Yeah, I thought maybe it would take that swirl and maybe it's still incorporated in the next Pokemon, but I didn't know it was gonna take over the whole Pokemon. Because it his whole front body.
Poliswirl.
Yeah, that should be their new
Hey,
jets.
they called it Poliwhirl. That's pretty close. The next four. Let's just. That's all it is. It's just make the swirl bigger. That'd be maybe the last form should have just been a swirl. That's it. Just a floating swirl. Be in the unknown branch. Those stupid unknown Pokemon.
No, but yeah, Poliwrath was my number four.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Because I actually felt similarly. My number four. Was what did I have? I gotta check my list. Slowking.
Slowking.
Yeah.
Oh,
Shocking, huh?
well, I'm interested to see why.
Well, here's the thing. This is a newer one, and that's why I wanted to include it because it was a little more personal. This time, going through Heart Gold and Soul Silver, I wanted to try and branch out and use some different Pokemon. And I was like, you know what? Slowpoke is a psychic and water, which is a cool combination for me. And there's something about him. He's like kind of slow and happy and go lucky. I've never really had an affinity for him, but I was like, hey, I'm kind of a. People always joke with me that I'm kind of a slow person. Not like retarded slow, but just, kind of lazy and lethargic. And I kind of get there when I get there and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, yeah, maybe I have a kinship with this little fucker. Other than the fact that he's pink, I'll give him a shot. Pink works. He can rock the pink better than some Pokemon can.
Oh yeah, he can.
And then, so I was going to evolve him. I was training him and all that stuff. And then I forgot, totally forgot that Slowking even existed, let alone barely what it even looked like. So I had all these plans to get Slowbro, and I'm just like, oh, this is gonna be Slowking. That's crazy epic. Oh man, I gotta get that. And then, I found out what Slowking looked like. And I don't know if you've seen Slowking, but if Slowbro looks kind of cool with a big ass shelter on the tail of a Slowpoke and he's sort of in a battle stance, Slowking is just weird looking. The shelter goes to his head, but it doesn't even look like the same kind of shelter anymore. It loses like its little face and stuff. It's got a little gem in the crown. It's got kind of this stupid look on his face, and then it's got this ring around its neck. It's got this like white and red pattern across its neck. It's wearing like a, it's almost like a collar, But the collar looks like it's made out of an umbrella or something. Like he just cut a hole in an umbrella and popped his head through it. It's just really, I just don't like the design at all, honestly. And I thought it was disappointing because that was one that I was going to go for when I was really building up this Pokemon. I was planning for it. And then when I actually went to look at his stats and check him out, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Slowking, he's not too cool looking. And also another frustrating part about it is you couldn't even evolve it from a Slowbro if you wanted to. You actually have to trade a Slowpoke with the King's Rock, which I didn't know at first either. It's kind of one of those weird evolutions where you have to actually you can evolve the original Pokemon in like a couple different ways, which was kind of weird.
Huh. Ah, I didn't know that. I always thought Slowking was evolved form from Slowbro, but
So did I, which is
it's
why it was extra disappointing.
well, I guess now that it gives you kind of like two choices from Slowpoke. I mean, if you had a small bond with Slowpoke and it turned into something good with Slowbro, I guess Game Freak was like, well, if you don't like Slowbro, you could have your Slowpoke and you could make him a king.
That's so true. That's so true. I mean, and maybe someone out there loves Slowking, and his stats are kind of interesting, but it was a disappointment for me, and it was mostly because I had built up this idea in my head of what Slowking was supposed to look like. So,
What was he supposed to look
he
like?
was well, it was much more badass. I imagine like the Shellder had like completely taken over. Okay, first of all, if a Shellder's on your head, you're not gonna be smiling anymore. You're gonna be like, just like looking like you got a crazed, what do they call it? Like a parasitic host latched onto your brain. And the weird thing is, it's actually supposed to make him smarter. Like Slowking is actually supposed to be really intelligent because the Shellder is biting onto his head, which I think is kind of funny. But I would have made him a little more like battle hardy as far as that goes, and maybe give him some moves like Mega Horn and stuff like that. And you could I could imagine him with a big crazy Shellder crown taking over his skull, and he's all freaking out and stuff. It could have been really cool.
Yeah, I could have.
But that's part of why a lot of my most disappointing you're gonna see a trend here. They're not really all horribly stupid Pokemon. There's so many that look worse, but these are ones that were personally disappointing to me because maybe what they could have been and other reasons like that. So these are all just for fun, kind of selfish reasons, but that's why.
No, that's a very valid reason to hate on such a Pokemon's evolution.
I still love Slowbro, so all is good in the world of Slowpoke Land.
Yep.
What's your number three?
You're gonna think I'm stupid, but it's also another frog Pokemon.
Oh my God, I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, he this is kind of like a messed up, but it's the whole evolution of Temple.
Temple, okay. Well, and my question to you is, because I knew that's where you were going with this. Temple's Gen 5. His
Yep.
was it really disappointing? Because his first form looks pretty stupid.
It did. It was pretty stupid, but I had high hopes for him only because you sent him over to me when I first started my Pokemon adventure in Black 2, and you were like, "Here you go. I wonder what you would think of this Pokemon." And I was like, well, his first form looks stupid, but I guess he's gonna go somewhere crazy awesome. And I was just like, okay. So it was kind of like,
You're like, I've been burned by tadpoles before. Little did I know that I was offering you back into your old deja vu.
right, Poliwag and Temple come back to hobby.
Flashbacks, no. There's not gonna be a swirl, is there?
Yeah, but no, he just evolved into a more uglier Pokemon in each evolution. I mean, he's a three form evolution Pokemon, and it goes from Temple to Palpitoad, who Palpitoad looks like he still has that kind of weird looking face. I don't know how they keep that weird looking face of Temple, but he manages almost resemble Temple, but in a grown way. I'm just like, what the fuck? This is weird. And then he evolves into Seismitoad,
Seismitoad,
who grows a bunch of pustule balls on his body that vibrate as an animation. And I was just like, holy fuck! Does Morgan like this Pokemon? I sat there. I was like, does Morgan actually like this Pokemon? Because he's an ugly motherfucker. I was just like, I was so disappointed. Like, I got him to like level 30s or whatever, and I was just like, all right, I'm putting down this Pokemon.
You know, I to defend him, I don't think he looked that bad, but I see your point. Like, actually, when I went back and kind of looked at him in retrospect, he had those big, like, zitty pustules popping all over him. Especially if you use him in battle, which I know you never did because you were probably so offended by his weirdness.
Well, I had to level him up, so I did
Oh,
use
you
him.
did? Okay, yeah. Because in the back, and you see four big pustules just looking at you right in the face. As a matter of fact, whenever you battle with him, all you're looking at is just pustules.
I was so disappointed to see that, because I guess you set up such high hopes for him. I was just like, yeah, I'll give the first Pokemon the first ev or the first form
Okay, I
a
wasn't
chance.
completely off because I knew my gut instinct was that you'd like Pokemons like Poliwag and, Palpitoad. I unfortunately had no idea that you had had these sort of experiences in the past, but I mean, I know some people that use them. I think we have a good friend that used them as not in one of our tournaments, but he had used them initially in Black and White. So they're, I think he's kind of a popular Pokemon. It's just, yeah, that's weird. I'm surprised that he would have made your list.
Yeah, he did. He was he stuck out at me, so I know I had to put him on the list.
It's all my fault. Sorry about
It is. You just ruined a whole evolution line of Pokemon.
He is water and ground, which is kind of cool. And
No, that is cool. Like, I think his typing is cool. I mean, there's a few other Pokemon that are water and ground, and water and ground's an awesome typing, I think, because it takes away waters. The ground type takes away water's initial, most obvious weakness to electricity, but
what's weird is that they try to describe it in Bulbapedia as having speaker-like bumps all over his body, but it's like, yeah, they don't look like speakers at all. That would have been interesting, though. A bunch of little mini, like, speaker-looking things like Loudred has plastered all over his body.
yeah. Well, I'd imagine maybe in the anime they can make him look cooler, but or more menacing in a way. But to me, he's a frog with a bunch of vibrating balls stuck to his body. And
Just know that the nerves and the lumps also shoot a paralyzing liquid. He's got poisonous lumps.
Oh gosh.
And his vibrations are used to torment his opponents with their sheer ugliness.
Such a disgusting
Dude, some
Pokemon.
people, like my wife has this thing where she sees people with like bad acne, the like just the look of it like kind of makes her like really, really sick to her stomach. So maybe that's kind of what it is for you, in like a weird way.
Yeah, maybe. I'm definitely not drawn to it, that's for sure.
That's a good one. All right, okay, so Seismitoad is your number three. That's good. Now you might think you're gonna be able to appreciate my number three. My number three is actually Ralts. You remember Ralts?
Yes, I do.
And Ralts was one from Gen 3 that I was starting off my Gen 3 adventure. Everything was going grand. I caught this cute little fucking psychic Pokemon that was like a little kind of white thing with a green cap and like a big red, couple red spikes sticking out of its head. And it actually, I mean, it was simple, but I thought it was going somewhere really cool. And it was psychic, and there was something kind of cute about it. I mean, Ralts has kind of a cute look to it to me.
Yeah, because you can't really see its eyes, but you're like, well, how does he get around? But he has that green cap over him. Yeah.
Yeah, he just like senses his way around. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna use this guy, and I'm leveling him up and stuff. And it evolves to a Pokemon called Kirlia, which is just incredibly, incredibly. It looks like kind of like a floating woman. At this point, I knew I was in trouble because the when the Pokemon start to take a human form, you're just fucked every single time. And in this case, it started to take a female woman form, which, I love women just as much as the next guy. But my Pokemon, I don't want them looking super like fairy-like. And ironically, its evolution becomes a fairy type in the next generation, and that evolution is called Gardevoir. And it goes so Ralts goes from this cute badass little psychic creature to like this big floating green thing with it looks like it's wearing a dress. It looks like a green woman floating in a dress, kind of.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
Doesn't she have a second typing to grass as well, or?
No, it's actually psychic and fairy, the new type.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually doesn't it's not grass anymore. I don't know if it ever was, honestly. But it's psychic and fairy, so it's relevant. Now, here's the strange thing. I think Game Freak almost acknowledged that this was disappointing for a lot of people because in Generation 4, they developed a male evolution for Ralts. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
With
And
Gallade.
yeah, I was sort of I don't know, it was kind of like a redemption to that form, but it really wasn't because Gallade looks kind of like a weak Pokemon. I mean, he has those arms that look like just sticks almost, and but he actually goes from, I think he's psychic and fighting, which is a very odd type combination, you know?
And well, it is, but it's kind of a cool one because it's kind of one of those like weakness strength sort of things. But I think that the problem is that those red blades that look kind of cool popping out of the first form's head end up just kind of being a throwaway thing to the final version. And they knew that a lot of people were probably disappointed when their Ralts evolved. So they're like, oh, we need a male version of it now, and it's gonna be so badass it can fight. It's gonna be fighting type. Because, but it was too late. I mean, we're talking about some Pokemon that came years later down the road, and maybe if Gallade had been like a next form or the final form, maybe I would have used it. I don't know. I honestly don't think it would have redeemed it, but it would have been better than where it went, that's for sure. So that one was always disappointing for me because I actually was using it and it went a hard right. It went for like a human being Pokemon, which I hate, and it also went for a female woman Pokemon, which I'm also not big a fan of. So that would be my number three, old Ralty.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one.
What's your number three? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, just to sum up on Ralts for me, I actually never got into Ralts, but I remember you liking him, telling me about how much you liked his first form, and I was just like, okay, he doesn't do anything for me, but I wonder where. I was just curious where his form was going to go, and it did get go somewhere really bad.
It went that well, one place. Took a hard turn for a left there that I was not hoping for. But I think it's funny that the developers of the game almost sort of acknowledge it by giving it another evolution down the road, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, that is funny that they did that, but
Not many three-form Pokemons. I get another one too often. But what's your number three?
number two.
Oh yeah, we're already on two. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're flying through this list here, but my number two, you're gonna think that this is stupid, but it's also Gen 1 when I encountered this evolution, and it's a two-form evolution Pokemon, and it's Golbat.
Wow, that's a Gen 1 hatred in this motherfucker, which is surprising. Did you go?
Yeah.
You went for Golbat. Did you really go Golbat?
Yeah, I did go Golbat. Well, to kind of defend myself here, Zubat was I guess the first Pokemon that I saw, and first poke or it was actually the second Pokemon that I saw that had a flying type to it. 'Cause if you remember going through Gen 1 on your adventure, the first flying type you come across, which is very early in the game, was Pidgey, and it evolves into Pidgeot and or Pidgeotto and then Pidgeot, and that's a cool evolution line. And I thought that's a cool flying evolution line, but I didn't know about his final forms because I was still early in my adventure when I came across Zubat, and I caught a Zubat and I was like, I'm throwing him on my team because I didn't have many Pokemon on my team. So I started using him in my adventures, and he was actually pretty cool because he has certain moves that confuses your enemy's Pokemon, and I started growing this bond with him, and I was like, yeah, Zubat seems like a cool Pokemon. He's a flying type and he can take out grass types pretty easily, and has flying moves and these weird other moves that confuse Pokemon. And I thought, you know what? I started thinking about, well, maybe his second form will be an even cooler looking bat or something more menacing than how he looks right now. And I thought maybe he'll grow some eyes. And I just started, my imagination just started running wild, like with many of the other Pokemon that you're sitting there trying to level up and find out their evolutions and filling out your Pokedex in the game. But
You know, not to interject here, but I've noticed that a lot of our choices were Pokemon that we, and this is one of the cool things about Pokemon, but we built these ideas in our head of where these Pokemon were going to evolve and where they were going to go and what they were going to look like. And we were just let down by our, almost like by our own imaginations. I mean, sure, the final results were not cool, but in a lot of ways, they were things that we had built up in our heads.
yeah, they are, and that's part of the fun of Pokemon, I think, is letting your imagination run wild with that first form of that Pokemon. And I think that's why they kept that original, starter Pokemon with three evolutions and three different Pokemon, and you could only choose one, so you had to choose wisely which one you thought was the coolest and where it was going to go the coolest, or go into the route of where you would like it to go, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's
Golbat
that's
is the
like
worst. I mean, Golbat just looks awfully stupid. He's just the worst Pokemon ever. He's just terrible.
he is, and Zubats are a dime a dozen as you go through your adventure. But if you look at the sprite, the actual picture or the animation of Golbat in Gen 1, he has big long ass tongue hanging out of his mouth, and he's kind of leaning sideways, and his eyes almost look like they're not connected to his head, and it looked like a total disaster on their designing part. And I guess they just really didn't have any direction of how this Pokemon was going to evolve.
Well, the weird thing about the first gen, and just because you're mentioning the sprite, and that's a good point because I'm looking at it right now, and the first gen is the only generation where Zubat's tongue is sticking out. Like, what the fuck was that about? And its tongue is huge. It looks like a giant, almost looks like a giant penis flapping in the wind.
It's hideous. And when I saw that in the first time, for the first time in Pokemon Gen 1, I was like, oh my gosh, what were they thinking? Why would they do this to a little cute little bat, you know? And it was hideous.
It's horrible, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't identify with it. I mean, I could identify with a Zubat because, he's pretty much just a bat, and he doesn't have any eyes, but he has this big old mouth and he has wings, and I thought he was gonna go somewhere cool with that, you know? Maybe like more, it's kind of based off like a vampire bat, you know? And I thought, well, maybe he's gonna have like a cooler look, menacing look, because vampires have that kind of weird, suave kind of I'm gonna kill you at any second look, but not Golbat.
They could have, yeah, you're right. They could have probably taken it in a special direction. And you get the feeling that it became one of those more throwaway Pokemon. Like, there's going to be thousands of Zubats that no one's going to use.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just throw this half-ass Golbat in there. And I don't believe that they half-ass any of their designs. It's just some work better than others do. But yeah, Golbat's bad.
Well, to add to that though, they actually add a third evolution to that evolution line, which is Crobat.
Crobat. Yeah, what do you think of Crobat?
I actually like Crobat.
D, okay.
Crobat he's a more simpler form of Zubat, except he grows a second set of wings on him that kind
It's
of
a
look
tough
like.
road to get Crobat fish. You gotta love your Golbat.
Exactly, you gotta build up your friendship with Golbat in the game, which means you have to use him until you reach a certain level in your friendship with the Pokemon to get a Crobat.
You fight Crobat in the Elite Four in Heart Gold. Yeah, Crobat's actually not. I mean, his stats are not horrible, surprisingly.
No, he's actually a pretty fast Pokemon, and he has a pretty good typing of I think it's poison and flying.
He learned some pretty tough moves. Yeah, I mean, the cool thing about those double types is his flying moves are going to hit double pack. So when he learns Air Slash as a final move, it's going to be twice as potent, etc. So, and you can actually breed, which is kind of cool, but you can breed a Crobat with Brave Bird, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, that is interesting.
He's not a fucking bird, but he can still learn Brave Bird. He's been you have to fuck a bird, and you can learn Brave Bird. But that's a And that's a huge move. I mean, that just hits really hard. So
Yeah.
I always think those kind of things are kind of funny. But that's a really good choice, Golbat. I just never knew you actually used Zubat. What the hell were you thinking?
What the hell? I had high hopes for him, I thought maybe he's gonna evolve into something, and at the time of my adventure, I didn't have that many Pokemon on my initial six Pokemon balls on my belt.
Dude, there were
So
so many Zubats in the first generation caves. I was just, when I got out of the cave, I was just scraping them off my shoe. I mean, I was just,
Right? I mean, you're covered in like super repellent all over your body, and you got Zubat shit all over you, and you're just like, ah,
Oh,
I'm
just the
done with this
worst.
Pokemon.
They need to like play on that superhero thing in the world. And I want to take that in a weird direction, but I'm not going to do with that. But yeah, that's a good choice. That's a good choice. I would say my. Oh, is there any final thoughts on that? Or
No.
that's a good one. That's a good one. I still can't believe you Zubat. My number two is this one is this hurts my soul. My number two is actually a little Pokemon called Lotad. And Lotad hurts my soul because I love Lotad. I love his first form so much. I used it whenever I was playing Gen 3, and I was like, this is crazy. This is what I always wanted, a water grass Pokemon. It's perfect. And
How's that perfect, though?
well, I mean,
Watering grass.
well, number one, because I've always hated grass Pokemon, so I wanted a way to incorporate grass elements into my team and actually have them be good. And
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you being a big water fan, the grass was pretty much the bane of water.
exactly, yeah. I mean, I just hate all grass Pokemon, so I never could incorporate that element into my team. And of course, grass being the only weakness of water, I always find an interest in those Pokemon. But Lotad is like this cute little like animal. It's hard to describe. It's almost like a duck and a frog mixed together. And he's got a it's like a little lump, and it's got this big like leaf on its head, and it just looks cute. Even in the anime, it just makes all these cute noises. Lotad, Lotad. And I was just like, man, this is awesome. Gen 3 is so rad. I was just imagining like, these little Lotads swimming out of this little pond when I caught it. Unfortunately, much like the last Pokemon I talked about, it takes a bad turn for the worse. So you're leveling up Lotad, and it takes that goddamn human look where it turns into Lombre and then Ludicolo.
Yeah.
And Ludicolo and Lombre are basically, they look like people. They look like green people. Ludicolo is like a fat human duck thing. It's like the most jolly looking motherfucker I've ever seen.
It looks like he actually dons a poncho and a sombrero over his head. His little lily pad from when he was a Lotad, turns into this like brown, like dried up lily pad that's looks like some big old sombrero on top of his head, and he has that big old duck bill on him. He doesn't even resemble, his initial form.
At all. At all. I thought for sure that was going somewhere cooler. And as soon as I got Lombre, I knew I was in trouble. I knew they were going for the whole Cheech and Chong thing because he was, evolves from a weed Pokemon to a carefree Pokemon. But I don't know. It didn't work for me. It didn't work for me at all. And I think it's frustrating because I love Lotad. I really do love him that much. There's something special about it for me. I love the typing. And even Ludicolo, despite hating it, I still am always tempted to try and use one just because I think it's something I always want on my team, and I think it's a really good Pokemon, but I just can't get over what it looks like. It just looks awful. And it even has a little stupid coconut on the top of its fucking hat in the last form. It's just a disaster. So I thought that one might surprise you that Lotad was that high for me.
Wow. Well, I was actually going to put that evolution in my top five, actually, because I was disappointed with his evolution. I thought Lotad was somewhat presentable of a Pokemon as a first form, and yeah, everything that you said about him just turns for the worse as he evolves.
Exactly. All right, this is it, man. Moment of truth, number one. What's it gonna be?
All right, number one, it's actually it's not that I have anything against this Pokemon. It was the fact that how I came to find out about this evolution, which is Roserade.
Roserade. Oh no.
Yeah, Roserade is a rose Pokemon. Pretty much, it has roses on its arms. It looks like they call it the bouquet Pokemon, and it looks like it has girly features. It looks like it's wearing like a girly little mask, that they wear at those masquerade balls, and it has a white little poofy hair, and it's the girliest looking Pokemon. But I was using Bidoof, who is the first form of Roserade, and
But it was kind of cute in its own way. It's like a little blob thing. That's very descriptive. It's a little blob thing.
It is. Well, it's a grass Pokemon, and at the time, but he was
Grass and
Gen
poison,
4.
actually. Yeah.
Gen 4 Pokemon, and
Was that Gen 4? Holy shit. No, that was. Yeah, you're right. That was Gen 4. Damn.
yeah. Anyways, Gen 4 Pokemon, and he was one of the only grass Pokemon that I kind of liked or came across. What very few grass Pokemon that you come across, because I didn't choose the grass starter. I wanted to have a grass Pokemon on my team to kind of balance out my team. So I was like, you know what? I'll take a little Bidoof under my wing. And you know, Bidoof was actually cute because I actually liked using grass type moves with him. And I was like, man, this guy's cool. I can't wait to level him up. You know, so I had him on my adventure. He hadn't leveled up yet and evolved. And I was actually adventuring along with you in the game. You were playing alongside with me in Pokemon Diamond, and I showed you my Bidoof, and you were like, "Really, a Bidoof? What the hell's wrong with you?" I was like, "What? He's cute. I like this guy." And like, you were like, "I don't know. I think you already knew what it involved to, but you just didn't want to break the news to me." So I was just like, "Whatever, dude. You're just a hater." So like, I eventually come across a Roserade, and I didn't think of it to be the evolution of Bidoof. So I was like, "Roserade, oh, that's a weird looking Pokemon." And I go to my Pokedex just to see and read about it, and it pops up right after Bidoof, and like my heart started sinking. I was just like, "Wait, no, this can't be."
It can't be real.
And I had to put one and one together because there was no other empty slot after Bidoof, and I was just like, "Fuck,
Oh, that
Bidoof
would be
evolves into this."
so that's how you had to find out. You didn't even evolve it. You were just looking in the Pokédex and you were like,
Yeah.
"Fuck."
Yeah. And yeah, I had to take my Bidoof, and I had to say my farewell to him, and I threw his ass in the Pokemon PC box, and I was just like, never again, Bidoof. I'm
Oh
sorry.
man, that's always the worst. And you're like, man, and you're like, huh, that's weird that Roserade comes right after Bidoof. Actually, there's Roselia technically in between.
Oh,
But
is there?
yeah, Roselia. So maybe Roselia is the one that you saw that really let you down, because Roselia also looks pretty dumb. It
Yeah.
looks like a little like woman flower with a red and a blue flower on each hand. So. Yeah, Bidoof could have went. I mean, the only thing I have with these forms that I think is the problem, and they're kind of figuring it out now, is that you want to give it a female and a male form, because Roserade and Roselia are clearly geared toward like a female gamer. But Bidoof doesn't really have a cool sort of male counterpart.
No. And I kind of wish that they would do what they did to Ralts, which is acknowledge that they pissed off a few of us male gamers who were liking Bidoof, and we were sadly mistaken for it to have any semi-resemblance of being badass in its next forms.
Re rekindle your love for Bidoof one day. That's a good one. Well, what, number one, huh? Wow.
Yep, number one. Let's hear it.
Well, my number one is actually, here's the weird thing. My number one is actually kind of a cool looking Pokemon. So it's going to seem a little bit like it doesn't make sense at first. My number one is Torterra. And Torterra is kind of this cool looking final evolution. It's a turtle from the Generation 4.
Starter
And
Pokemon.
yeah, it's a starter, and it's got it, but here's the story behind it, and I'll paraphrase it for the sake of longevity. But I was the first generation where I decided to use a grass starter instead of a water starter. And you actually took the we were going through Gen 4 together, and you took the water starter, Piplup. So I was thinking, well, I don't care because I love turtle Pokemon. My top 10 Pokemon of all time, I have two turtle Pokemon. I love them that much. And I probably would have four if I could include Squirtle and Tortuga, but that'd be cheating. It's all the same line. So I'm just like, yes, finally a grass starter I can get behind. It's a turtle. And I remember actually I had got my wisdom teeth pulled at the time. So we separated for a couple of days. We were living in our apartment playing Pokemon at the time. And I was just chilling at my family's house, recuperating from my operation that next day. And I brought my game with me, and I had actually evolved my Turtwig from Groudon to, of course, Torterra. And here's the thing with Torterra. I think Torterra is on the verge of being one of my favorite Pokemon. I love everything about it. I love the head. I love the eyes. I love the spikes coming out of its face. I love its shells. I love it, its typing, its grass and ground. I love everything about it, Fish. You know what I hate about
Huh.
it?
Nothing.
You got a guess?
Trying to think. It has a tree on its
I
back?
hate the fucking tree. I hate
Oh
fucking
no.
trees.
You hate the tree. Well,
I hate the fucking tree, Fish. I just can't. I don't. It's like a mole in a beautiful woman's face, or right. It's like I just can't deal with it. And it's not even the fact that they gave it a tree, which is part of the problem. It's like the most generic, stupid looking. It's like this badass Pokemon, like, oh, let's put a tree on its back, pow. And I get what they're going for. It's supposed to be like this massive, creature that has a. It's so strong and big, it has a tree growing out of its fucking shell,
Yeah.
But it's just one of those weird things. It's my number one because if that tree was gone and the other side of its shell looked like the left side of its shell, it would have made my top 10 Pokemon of all time.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's definitely a cool Pokemon, but to kind of illustrate how his back looks, it actually looks like a whole looks like just a rising of a earth, 'cause he has big jagged spikes which resemble a mountain, and he has like a blue line going through his body, which looks like a river running through the top of his shell, and then they throw that big old tree on him. And I guess it plays with the fact that he's a Torterra, and they play upon, Terra meaning earth. But yeah, he looks like a cool Pokemon, but I can't believe that tree would piss you off that much on him.
It's I know it sounds crazy, and it's more like I said. I still think he looks pretty cool, but the problem is it's just frustrating for me because I think without the tree he'd have sort of a Blastoise kind of a look to him, despite the pose being different. And Blastoise is my favorite one of all time, and he has a very simple look to it. But it'd be like if imagine Blastoise, and then they just tried to give him this big patch of barnacles on his stomach or something. You know what I mean? It just
Yeah, that would be yeah, I see what you're saying with that. Just trying to overdo it type of thing almost.
Yeah, it treads the line between literally being. It keeps it from being one of my favorite Pokemon of all time. And that's why it's so disappointing. It's not disappointing because I think it looks awful. I still think it looks really cool. It's disappointing because that one thing just drives me crazy. And I don't know why it is. It just drives me fucking crazy,
Oh, that's a
man.
very interesting, number one most disappointing Pokemon
And an inside story for people, we were playing together. It drove me so crazy at the time when I evolved it, that whenever I went back after my wisdom teeth were pulled out, we went back to the apartment, and you were like, "Dude, my Piplup evolved," and you showed me your Empoleon, and I was like, "Oh my god, that looks badass! I should have went with
evolution.
Piplup."
Yeah. It was almost like you gave up on your adventure for a little bit, I
I
think.
was disappointed, man. It just killed my vibe. I don't know what it was. And in retrospect, it's stupid because I think Torterra does look kind of cool, but I felt like I went away from my normal water starter, and when I did so, I was burnt by it a little bit. And you were over there with this badass like steel. You're like, it's steel and water, and it was like this huge penguin thing, and I was like, no, that should have been mine.
I do remember you feeling so betrayed by your Pokemon almost. Yeah, when I saw you actually betrayed, this is gonna sound fucked up, but I was like, I literally inside I was like, good. I took your water Pokemon and he's badass, and you took your little turtle Pokemon and he sucks. Yes.
I was gonna say, I was joking about this. It was like one day, man, we're gonna have to have Torterra versus Empoleon for like the sake of our old memories. But Torterra is actually four times weak to ice, so I would just drop one ice bomb on my ass, and I would just be fucked up. But yeah, so that's my number one. Kind of an interesting choice. So
I like it. I like that number one.
number one. All right, well, that wraps up the list. That was a good list. The only thing I wanted to ask you about before we leave here is sort of a closing tidbit because we're about to hit our time threshold. Did you hear about that Pokemon that they had announced? People have seen glimpses of it, but there's no official leak on it yet. It's called Oroto.
Oh, no, I haven't. I don't think.
It's going to be a real Pokemon. They just don't have any information on it yet. I don't know where people saw it. It was like a movie preview or something like that. There's a lot of information going around on the internet. But The reason why I was going to ask you about this is because people are speculating that it might be an evolution. Well, I'm going to let you guess. This is how it's described. A Roto has been confirmed by moviegoers. Reports say it looks like an angry tree with spider-like legs. What does that sound like? It might be an evolution to?
To a current Pokemon that we know of, or just like,
Yeah, something current.
oh, I don't know, a tree poke.
Tree.
Oh, I'm thinking maybe
Tree
you know
Pokemon you like.
that hike. Well,
It's
I can't think of one, but I know there's Execute and then Exeggutor. He's kind of like a palm tree, but
hopefully.
I don't see that. That's trying to think of other
I'll give
tree
you a hint.
Pokemon.
Sudowoodo.
Nuh-uh.
I don't know.
No
I'm just
way.
guessing. Isn't Sudowoodo a tree?
Yeah, he is, and he only has one form, and he it's been a long time coming because he's from Gen 2, and I actually like Sudowoodo,
I was
so
actually surprised Sudowoodo wasn't on your top Pokemon list, but just because it's just a joke about always using them. I used to give you shit for that. I'm like, Sudowoodo's so dumb. You're like, I like him.
Yep. I liked him because of the fact that everybody was hating on how he looked. I fell in love with him because, well, he actually has a first form, which is Bonsly, which is kind of like a baby looking Pokemon. That's weird. So they're gonna that there's a possibility that Sudowoodo might have a third evolution, and that's amazing news right there. Even just the thought of maybe having a Sudowoodo being evolved into a crazy looking tree.
It's true, and even though it's not technically a reveal yet, which is fine, I just thought that'd be a funny speculation thing, knowing you, that what it might look like. There's a lot of rumors and things like that about what it could end up being, and that was the one that I was thinking so far. So, and there's a lot of speculation out there. People have like pictures and fan pictures and guesses and stuff. And if it's a big angry tree, it could go like dark and fighting or something crazy like that. But Sudowoodo's rock, right?
Yes.
So I don't know how they'd. It could maybe rock and dark or something crazy. It's just weird that a tree Pokemon is a rock. Doesn't that seem kind of weird?
It does, and that was just part of the design of that Pokemon, and what the creators had in mind was the fact that it resembled a tree, but he was actually just a rock Pokemon that has green balls that try to look like it's limbs of a tree, but he's just rock. And he also plays kind of, you can only catch one in Pokemon Gold and Heart Gold too, so I don't know.
I hope for your sake that that Aroto is an evolution to Sudowoodo, just because I think that would be cool, knowing your history behind him, to kind of finally give him some purpose. Maybe Cubone will finally get an evolution this time around. Who knows?
You know what? This generation is so big as far as studio-wise, how big they're actually making this game, that it wouldn't surprise me that they go back to their roots, you know. And they've already shown one of the Pokemon, which is it's another form of Mewtwo, which is pretty cool. And you know, seeing the second form, or I guess this different form of Mewtwo, I don't know the name of it, but it invoked that old age-old feeling of seeing Mewtwo again, and I was just like, wow, this is it's you know, the game's almost 15 years old, and for it to still invoke the same feelings I was feeling as like a young little, you know, teenager, it's I have to give it to Game Freak, however they could pull that off with just, you know, a artwork of a Pokemon.
Yeah,
But
that's a good point. That's a good point. I
yeah.
think that's a good note to end it on. So we'll see what happens, and what kind of top five lists we decide to thrust about in the future. So, all right. Well, it's been fun, man. Most disappointing evolutions now in the book, and that'll wrap it up for the show. So it's been fun, and to everyone listening, peace out.
Adios.
Adios.